March 19, 1967. Che and his men are joined by a few old acquaintances. They include French Marxist Régis Debray and two longtime supporters of the revolution, artist Ciro Bustos, and a former East German spy and suspected KGB operative named Tanya. Firmly committed to the communist cause, Tanya is the only link between the guerrillas and the outside world.
Tanya was the one who searched for everything before starting battle, from clothes, shoes, food, ammo, and everything. She quickly mobilized and got everything. She reached the highest levels of the Bolivian government.
But on one trip to the jungles, her cover is blown. Tanya is forced to stay with the guerrillas. But for some, the conditions are too difficult.
The first informations came from deserters, but that confirmed the information about foreigners in the region, armed and with the intentions of creating a guerrilla force.
The army sends a patrol of 40 men into the area.
And that patrol was ambushed by the guerrillas. And on the 10th of April, we had another two ambushes. Two patrols were ambushed again by the guerrillas.
Che decides to split the group in two. A rebel leader named Joaquin will take the rear guard, while Che joins the vanguard. He instructs Régis Debray and Ciro Bustos to try to get a message out to Fidel Castro. In their attempt to do so, they're captured and taken prisoner by Bolivian armed forces. Sergeant Miguel Arroyo interrogates them.
Bustos practically spoke voluntarily because he was very worried. We gave him food and he talked. Bustos drew images of the Cuban guerrillas without naming them. And that's when they were able to see Guevara's profile with a beard and his pipe.
Régis Debray confirms Che's identity.
When he resurfaced in Bolivia in 1967, you see the CIA intelligence reports saying, well, I guess we were wrong in thinking that he might have been dead these last several years, because it appears that he's alive and well and promoting revolution in the jungles of Bolivia.
The CIA sends a couple of agents to Bolivia in June 1967. One of them is Felix Rodriguez, the man who at age 18 had trained for the Bay of Pigs and had volunteered to assassinate Fidel Castro and Che.
The Bolivian government was sure that he was trying to promote the guerrilla in the area.
With evidence of Che trying to start a guerrilla war in his country, Bolivian President Barrientos starts a propaganda campaign against them.
They would say that if we went out, we would be mugged and raped by guerrilla fighters. That's what would be rumored.
With Che Guevara back on the radar, America begins to gear up to help the Bolivians.
It is absolutely clear that the CIA made this number one priority in the summer of 1967. Lyndon Johnson was monitoring day by day the progress that was being made and tracking down eliminating the great revolutionary Che Guevara.
A legacy of Kennedy's presidency is the creation of an elite counterinsurgency group known as the Green Berets. They're deployed to Bolivia.
The mission was to train from scratch a Bolivian Ranger battalion, specifically trained in tactics, to go after Che Guevara and his guerrillas.
800 Bolivian soldiers are selected and trained at a camp called La Esperanza.
Methodically, no?
We were like kids in a toy store, practicing with real war munitions, particularly machine guns, rifles, hand grenades, rockets.
They were willing students, they were enthusiastic. They turned out to be good soldiers.
As things heat up in Bolivia, Che decides it's time to leave, but not without all his comrades. It's been 4 months since Che's column has seen the rear guard. They had stayed behind at base camp with the sick, including Tanya.
She was physically in pretty poor shape. She had a uterus cancer that was eating her. There was a report from the guerrilla that she was delaying the movement of the guerrilla because she could hardly walk.